Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Wednesday, February 14th. Currently, with fair skies, it is 24 degrees. The humidity is 81%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 29.94, and the dew point is 19 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A fire at a building in downtown Independence leaves a damaged structure. Julio Flores has more.
Independence fire crews were called to the 200 block of North 8th Street on Monday afternoon and found a three-story structure engulfed in flames. Firefighters were able to bring the blaze under control in about 20 minutes. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. I'm Lou Flores.
Wichita police arrested Rick Alderete in the case of the stolen Jackie Robinson statue. The statue was found dismantled and burned on January 30th at Garvey Park in South Wichita. It was stolen a week earlier from McAdams Park, 17th Street North, and Ohio. Alderete was first booked into jail on February 1st on other charges, and police gathered additional information to arrest him for the theft. Police believe the theft was for the financial gain of acquiring bronze. Well, Kansas City has the victory parade today for the Chiefs at 11 a.m. That'll head to Union Station, and there'll be a rally in front of Union Station around 12:45 p.m. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. A bill up for debate this legislative session would adjust the days during which Kansans can vote. The House Election Committee held a hearing for House Bill 2512, and this bill would require advance ballots that are cast in person to arrive at the county election office by 7 p.m. the Sunday before Election Day, instead of the current deadline, which is noon the day before an election. Representative Pat Proctor of Leavenworth said the move would help local election offices better prepare for Election Day voters. The change would take away the option for people to vote the Monday before the election, and voting activist and Loud Light president Davis Hammett said the Monday before the election is important because it brings a variety of people to the polls. He said that opportunity shouldn't be taken away. According to a fiscal note submitted by State Budget Director Adam Proffitt, the Kansas Secretary of State's office would be responsible for making sure county election offices are prepared for the new deadlines, and election employees would be required to work and be paid for overtime for coming in on a Sunday. Proffitt said the agency estimates the cost for these changes would range from a few hundred dollars to several thousand dollars per county. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced $10 million is available to enhance broadband infrastructure statewide through the Broadband Acceleration Grant Program. And grants funded through this program are designed to offset the capital expenses needed to deploy in unserved areas. In its fourth year through the bipartisan Eisenhower Legacy Transportation Program, or EIC, the Broadband Acceleration Grant Program aims to provide high-quality, reliable broadband access throughout the state, prioritizing unserved areas, economically distressed communities, and areas of compelling need. During the first 3 years of this program, high-speed internet has been delivered to 8,000 homes and businesses in 25 counties. And the cumulative $15 million generated another $17.5 million in matching funds. The Broadband Acceleration Grant Program is action-oriented to connect all Kansans, and through this ongoing infrastructure investment, Kansas aspires to be a top 10 state for broadband, improving the lives of Kansans and fostering economic growth for all. The application period runs from January 29th to March 11th, and for more information, you can visit kansascommerce.gov. The Kansas Department for Children and Families wants to remind Kansans needing financial assistance to keep their heat on to apply for Low-Income Energy Assistance Program, or LEAP. LEAP helps Kansans restore and maintain energy services that heat their homes, and this includes electricity, natural gas, propane, and other home heating fuels. Department for Children and Families Secretary Laura Howard said they understand that applying for benefits can be complicated, and now, through the end of March, the Department for Children and Families and partnering energy companies will be available to help Kansans gather information and submit their LEAP applications. Applications are accepted online by visiting dcf.ks.gov and clicking on Apply for Services until 5 p.m. on March 29th. And to qualify, households must have an adult at the address that is responsible for the heating costs of the home, and applicants must be at or below 150% of the federal poverty level. Kansans at least 55 years of age or older who are looking for employment qualify to participate in the Older Kansans Employment Program provided through the Northwest Kansas Area Agency on Aging, and this program is funded by the Kansas Legislature through the Kansas Department of Commerce. Older adults who have been out of the workforce for a while and need assistance updating a resume, managing online applications, and improving their interview skills are perfect for the Older Kansans Employment Program, as it's designed to provide skill assessments, resume preparation, counseling, basic computer and online application training, referrals, and job development and mentoring services. Job seekers will attend an initial appointment with an employment specialist in a one-on-one setting where an assessment of needs and skills will be completed. And after that, the job-seeking process will begin, from an updated resume to a successful interview, and finally, the achievement of landing a job. For more information or to schedule an appointment, you can contact the Northwest Kansas Area Agency on Aging at 800-432-7422. In Nebraska news, 31-year-old Clay Christensen of Red Cloud has been charged in Webster County Court with attempted first-degree murder and assault by strangulation after prosecutors said that he tried to kill his mom last month. According to the arrest affidavit, just after 6:30 p.m. on January 18th, the Webster County Sheriff's Office responded to a home in the 900 block of North Walnut Street in Red Cloud. And when deputies arrived on the scene, they said they spoke with Christensen's mother, who told them that she was sleeping when her son woke her up and tried to kill her. She said Christensen sat on her chest, strangled her, and placed a plastic bag over her head to suffocate her. Christensen's mother also told deputies that her son later grabbed a pillow and put it over her face and the plastic bag in an attempt to kill her. A judge has set Christensen's bond at 10% of $500,000, and he's been ordered to have no contact with his mother. And a judge also ordered Christensen to undergo a competency evaluation. Christensen is due back in Webster County Court on March 1st for a preliminary hearing at 11:30 a.m. The Nebraska State Patrol reported that they made 18 DUI arrests during an anti-impaired driving campaign over the weekend as the patrol took part in a national special enforcement effort surrounding the Super Bowl. During the campaign, troopers also cited 144 drivers for speeding, 13 for driving under suspension, 2 for not wearing a seatbelt, and they helped 63 travelers over the weekend. The effort was made possible thanks to a grant from the Nebraska Department of Transportation's Highway Safety Office. And the patrol wants to remind drivers to keep roads safe by driving sober, following speed limits, avoiding distractions, wearing a seatbelt, and putting your phones down. The Nebraska State Patrol reported that on Monday, troopers seized mushrooms and marijuana in a traffic stop near Grand Island. According to the patrol, just before 6 p.m., a trooper pulled over an eastbound GMC Terrain for speeding on Interstate 80 just south of Wood River. And during the traffic stop, the trooper saw a THC product in plain view. Troopers then searched the vehicle and found 11 pounds of marijuana, 3 pounds of psilocybin mushrooms, and nearly 300 grams of THC products. The mushrooms and marijuana were hidden in a suitcase in the rear of the vehicle. The driver, 28-year-old Avery Wyman of Lincoln, was arrested on suspicion of felony drug charges. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
In accordance with Executive Order 2030, Governor Kelly has ordered that flags are to be flown at half staff from sunrise until sunset on Friday, February 16th, in honor of Lance Corporal Donovan Davis. Governor Kelly stated that Lance Corporal Davis's life was cut tragically short while serving our country, and we will not forget the sacrifices that he and the four other young Marines made to protect our freedom. She added that her condolences go out to these heroes' families and loved ones. Lance Corporal Davis and four other Marines died in a helicopter crash in Southern California during a routine training exercise on February 7th. Lance Corporal Davis was a native Kansan from Olathe. The Kansas Highway Patrol maintains National Law Enforcement Academy and Communications Accreditation through the Commission on Law Enforcement for Accreditation, or CALEA. And as a part of this process, an opportunity is provided to citizens of Kansas for public feedback via the CALEA portal, which can be located by visiting kansashighwaypatrol.gov and search for CALEA. The purpose of this public portal is to receive comments regarding the Kansas Highway Patrol's compliance with CALEA standards, engagement in the service community, delivery of public safety services, and overall candidacy for accreditation status. And these comments can be in the form of accommodations or concerns. The overall intent of the accreditation process is to provide the agency with information to support continuous improvement as well as foster their pursuit of professional excellence. It is important to note that CALEA is not an investigative body, and subsequently, the public portal should not be used to submit information for such purposes. Additionally, there will be no response other than acknowledgement to submissions. However, the information will be considered in context to its relevancy to compliance with standards and the tenets of CALEA accreditation. The Norton County Community Foundation has awarded $7,753.29 in the January and February grant cycles, and the funds were part of the Dane G. Hansen Community Grant Fund, which offers financial support to qualifying and deserving projects and programs in Northwest Kansas. The grant funds supported the Valley Hope Association Foundation, which received $5,000 for their Patient Essential Fund, and Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas, which received $2,753.29 for a portable power lift. The Norton County Community Foundation's grant to Valley Hope will be designated to assist patients at the Norton location with essential items through the Patient Essential Fund. Each day, patients arrive at Valley Hope of Norton seeking residential drug and alcohol treatment, and oftentimes, patients arrive with only the clothes on their backs, lacking the resources to meet their immediate needs. The Patient Essential Funds help fill this gap, funding immediate needs such as clothing, treatment-related books, and dental visits, as clinical, nursing, and business office staff work closely with each patient to determine their needs and financial capacity. And as a need arises, they have direct access to this fund. The average distribution cost from the Patient Essential Fund is $100 per patient. Therefore, this gift of $5,000 will help more than 50 patients, allowing them to focus on their treatment and recovery. With their grant funds from the Norton County Community Foundation, Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas will purchase a Hoyer Advance E-Power Lift sling and additional battery for the Frontier Developmental Center in Norton. The staff at the center will utilize the power lift system for the transfer of individuals from one location to another, providing safe and secure transfer for the individuals receiving services and minimizing the risk of injury to staff. Currently, two staff members are required to transfer an individual in and out of their wheelchair, but the lift will enable a single staff member to perform these tasks. Beyond the immediate benefits of investing in this practical and functional adaptive equipment, this project highlights DSNWK's commitment to inclusive and compassionate care for individuals with developmental disabilities. The guidelines and application for the Hansen Community Grant can be found on Norton County Community Foundation's website at nortoncf.org, and applications are due the last day of the month to be considered for the next month's funding. For more information, you can contact Bethany Shirk at 785-874-5106, email foundation@nortonccf.org, or you can visit the Norton County Community Foundation office at the Heaton Building in downtown Norton, located at 112 South Kansas Street. Memorial services for Janet Manning, 74 of Norton, will be held at 10 a.m. on Friday, February 16th at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Norton, and interment will follow in the Emmanuel Lutheran Cemetery in Norton County. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, February 15th, also at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church. The family would prefer memorials to Emmanuel Lutheran Church or Norton Cares in lieu of flowers, and they may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having potato boats, baked beans, fruit cocktail, whole wheat roll, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken fajita, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be mac and cheese, meatballs, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there'll be increasing clouds with a high near 60 and an east wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, which should become west in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 24 and a north wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. On Thursday, it should be sunny with a high near 48 and a north wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming southeast in the afternoon. And on Thursday night, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 25. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with the weather forecast, on Friday it should be partly sunny with the high near 37 and breezy. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 46. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 55. On Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 60. And on Tuesday, should be sunny with a high near 64. Currently, with fair skies, it is 24 degrees. The humidity is 81%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 29.94. And the dew point is 19 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
Finish first during the Race to Savings sale at Menards. Be ready for your next project with NASCAR champion number 12, Ryan Blaney Performance Work Gloves. Just $4.99 per pair after rebate. Keep your vehicle running great with FEP Stay Tuned Multi-System Fuel Additive. A 16-ounce can is free after rebate. Good through February 18th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details on all the great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
This February, get a sweetheart of a deal on an auto loan at United Northwest Federal Credit Union with 5.25% APR on a 2018 or newer vehicle loan. Qualifying members may enroll in any of our loan add-on products and lower that APR even more. Purchase money loans only and other terms and conditions may apply. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. Contact one of our friendly loan officers for more information. This deal is only valid February 1st through February 28th, so hurry in. UNW FCU is an equal housing lender and federally insured by NCUA.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes was on the Pat McAfee Show on ESPN yesterday and talked about the perseverance the team went through this season.
I don't think there was a moment of doubt. I definitely think there were some trying times where we were really trying to battle through adversity. But we knew we still could win the AFC West, and we always thought if we got in the tournament, we had a chance to go out there and win it all. And that last Cincinnati game that we played, and we kind of got the offense moving at least a little bit. And then honestly, for me, the energy that we had that game that all the starters didn't play, that kind of showed me, like, let's just have fun, man. Let's enjoy it. If we're going to go down, let's go down playing it the way the Kansas City Chiefs play. We carried that momentum into the playoffs. And we did have some wild moments throughout the year, but I think that's just age. You know, all of us are getting a little older. When you're a little older, you know how it is. Man, you got to let it out sometimes. Can't bottle up all that emotion.
The Chiefs will hold their Super Bowl parade today at 11 a.m. in downtown Kansas City, and it'll end with a victory rally at Union Station slated for around 12:45 p.m. KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Aww. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit NHTSA.gov.
/ the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic would like to remind you that you have the power to protect yourself from heart disease. Making preventative appointments with your primary care provider is the best step in keeping your heart health in check. Small, heart-healthy actions like adding more movement to your day or choosing healthy foods can have a big impact on protecting your heart as well. Start today. Your heart will thank you tomorrow.
Hey everyone, it's Joe Montana. Spreading the word about pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older like me, you're at increased risk. So, what's the game plan? A strong defense. Pneumococcal pneumonia can strike at any time in any season, so you shouldn't wait to help protect yourself. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination today and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Red Supply in Marysville, Kansas. Let's start off with your weather forecast.
We could expect a warm and breezy day today as temperatures quickly climb here into the afternoon. We'll likely be running in the 50s in northwest Kansas, 60s in the central and eastern part of the state. It is going to be breezy as this trough of low pressure pushes through. Behind it, temperatures turn colder tonight. Maybe some sprinkles in extreme northeastern Kansas as the system moves out this evening. Temperatures run closer to normal tomorrow. Another front pushes through Friday morning. Could bring some areas some light rain or brief light snow, but a chilly start to the weekend before a warm-up early next week. Northwestern Kansas, today's high will be in the mid-50s, freezing fog down to 19 tonight. In north-central Kansas, partly sunny today with a high near 60, upper 20s this evening. Sunny and breezy in northeastern Kansas with a high 65. Southwestern Kansas, today sunny with a high in the low 60s, mid-60s likely in south-central Kansas, and in the southeastern part of the state, sunny and breezy today with a high 65. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Overnight markets are trending lower even with some give back in the dollar index. We have corn for March down 2.5 at 428 and a quarter. May down 2.5 at 440 and three quarters. December down 2.25, 467 and a half. March soybeans down 7 at 1179 and a quarter. May down 7 at 1184 and three quarters. November down 4.5, 1160 and three quarters. Kansas City wheat March down 12 at 582 and a half. May down 10 and three quarters at 581 and a half. July down 9 and 3 quarters, 576. The Chicago wheat contracts March down 13 and a half at 584. May down 11 and a quarter at 585 and 3 quarters. And July down 9 and a half, 588 and a quarter. Dow futures up 99 points. Dollar index down 5 cents. Crude oil up 18 cents a barrel. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.